Hi, my name is Madalena Burma, and walking in the woods again, this time not sitting somewhere but walking around, strolling slowly because it's warm with my dog. I want to say something about what happens when you do go into a thought or into an emotion, and the ripple effect it has on both yourself as well as the other or others. A couple of days ago, I noticed online somebody had used one of my drawings. My as in a drawing that was created for me by somebody I know and hold dearly, that was published in my book and that I used on my website in a blog. And what happened is that I had a thought: this is outrageous. You don't do that. You don't just use somebody else's material with no referencing and no links or no honoring the source. There was a feeling. I was astounded. I would say, angry. And I acted impulsively, as in the combination of the thought and the feeling created a power in myself that was stronger than my, at that moment, ability to not go with it. Could have sat down, just observe what was occurring in myself, and probably I would have responded much wiser, really wiser, from a place of connection, from a place of values, from a place of quietness. And instead I responded from all of the other places: upsetness, impulsiveness, in the flow of thought, in the flow of emotion, the whirlwind, so to speak. It's as if I was standing on top of a waterfall and I just jumped in. I didn't give it a second. I didn't think about it for a second. And it had a ripple effect. Although it was true that the person in question had done something which is not very smart in 2023, it's much wiser to honor the source, to honor the copyright, to pay your respects to whoever created something that you think is worth reusing. But my whirlwind had a ripple effect in that it did something with this particular person in their system. A lot of thoughts, emotions, and like a copy whirlwind was created. And even in myself, for probably a good 48 hours, I could feel and sense and be aware of how I had created or set in motion an energy that wasn't pleasant. Now, pleasant is a judgment on energy. Energy itself is nothing. It's just energy. But it was an energy that created more thoughts and more emotions. That's why I may label it as unpleasant, because it was... it took more conscious awareness and a conscious decision keep returning back to space and to keep returning back to a place of quietude and stillness, which otherwise is more natural or easier. And it was a profound realization for myself that to be aware of presence and to understand with the mind that the bigger I is presence, that we are all connected in the same. It's another to live in that presence continuously. That, I'd almost say, takes practice, like muscle training. If I wanted to lift a 30 kilo bar right now, I'd have a problem. I couldn't. My muscles aren't trained enough. And I realized that the experience of presence and the profound understanding that passed through me, or that I fell into, that I surrendered to, in day-to-day work life, and busy in the sense of there's things you need to do for which you need your mind, you need your body to take action. It is a true training to remain in presence. And understanding presence, this is how I experienced it, how I would describe it. It's almost like it urges me, or it gently nudges me to be even more aware of the ripple effect of what I say, what I feel, what I do, what I think, what is visible on the outside and what goes on the inside, which people don't see. And I reached out by voice message to the person in question, and I got an email back, and then I responded to that. And in the end, after a few exchanges, we both felt we've come full circle. We have both owned up to our part of creating this, wow, you could almost say like a roadblock in the river, consciously and unconsciously. But taking ownership means it dissolves, and any residue is just poof, gone. That was another profound realization, which I've known for a long time, but to observe it so fully and from this place of awareness, that was it was wonderful to see how we could dissolve it by owning up and by observing ourselves and sharing, speaking truth, sharing truth, and in doing so, caring about truth. And truth in itself is a big word. Because what is truth? But in this exchange of energy, we both felt that we owned up to our part of the exchange, and that feels like truthful. And I'm grateful for having experienced that and having been so present in seeing what was going on inside myself. Happy walking. and a good day.